Yo, 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 it's your boy, Katsumoto, your friendly neighborhood Katsumoto. What's going on? What did you have for breakfast today? I'll tell you what I had. I had enunciation flakes. I promise I did, even though you're like, just now you slipped up, you were slurring. No, I was not. I was having, that just didn't happen. Because plot twist, I don't drink and act like this. Like, I act like this completely sober. Like, I act crazy while sober the entire time, which I think is fascinating. Hold on a second. Clear my throat. Okay, well, that's clear. So, today I'd like to talk to you about something. This is going to sound so hackneyed, but hopefully I can shed some light on it for you. And what I'd like to talk about is the meaning of the phrase, get your priorities straight. Get your priorities straight. What does that phrase actually mean? Get your priorities straight. What does that mean? Now, usually we use it to castigate people. We're like, hey, mate, there's like actually crazy people on bikes around. Maybe you can hear them. Anyway, hey, mate, your priorities aren't straight. I don't know where that sentence started in terms of like what kind of character that was or what accent they have had. But in the end, we made it to something. Anyway, it's like, get your priorities straight, young man. You need to cut your coat according to your cloth. It's like, it's kind of like there's this kind of hectoring, school momish, headmasterish tone to it. Get your priorities straight. Now, what I'd like to tell you is today, specifically, is that that phrase is actually going to save you. Actually has the potential to save you. Has the potential to be these bikes. Hold on a second. You know what? Then the bikes aren't going away. So we're gonna live with the sound of the bikes. Anyway, so that phrase has the potential to actually save you, not just be something people used to beat you over the head with. As it has me, like, you may or may not know this about me, but I'm quite resistant to, you know, people yelling at me and telling me what to do type thing. So it just doesn't work well for me. It's not an environment in which I thrive. You know, just someone saying, get your priorities straight. It's like, okay, thanks. Like, it's almost, the problem with that phrase, other than the fact that it's usually delivered with a tone of, frankly, derision, the other problem with it is that it's so overused, it's lost meaning. But, so I'm here today to tell you that I refound the meaning of that phrase, get your priorities straight. What does that mean? What is a priority? A priority isn't necessarily something that's important. That's the interesting thing. A priority is just what gets done first, what's prior. Priority, posteriority, prior, posterior, front, back. So it's what gets put in front, what gets done first. So prioritization isn't about importance, it's about sequence. Let me repeat that for you, that you may understand. Prioritization is not about importance, it's about sequence. Now here's the funny thing. The problem is, you and most people, myself included, and probably you as well, most people do not do the most important things first. So the word's been corrupted, right? What it actually means is what gets done first. And we've come to use the word priority to mean something's important. With the implication, really, the assumption that the important things are being done first, but that's the point. They're not. Get your priorities straight actually means do what's most important first. Whatever's most important to you and it's not getting done, do it first. That's the secret, is to do it first. And it's not to not do other things. It's not to not do important. It doesn't mean not doing important things. It doesn't mean not having fun. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, no hookers and blow for you at all. It just means not doing that first. Not doing what's least. It means doing what's most important first, right? Well, it doesn't mean that, but it means, well, but if you do that, that's what will happen. If you do the most important things first, one, they'll get done. And two, you'll get the most important results, which brings us to discipline. Remember that quote? I believe it's by this guy. I want to say it's by a guy called Doug Campbell, or at least A. Campbell. And, you know, the quote, and I think he founded Saks Fifth Avenue or something. I don't know. It doesn't sound right. Like, it doesn't sound like the founder of Saks Fifth Avenue would have a name like Campbell. But I've been wrong before and maybe wrong again. So anyway, I don't know how much it helps one's case to admit that one's been wrong before and one could be wrong again. But there we go. Well, I'm right about this. So... So anyway, the quote goes, discipline is remembering what you want. Discipline isn't about, again, it's not about beating you over the head, it's about remembering what you want. And I've definitely found that to be the case. If you just remember what you want, you'll get it. Now that sounds really Pollyannish, right? It's like, you know, this freaking guy. Where is he? Well, he's gone off the deep end. No, I'm telling you, here's what happens. In life, life is full of opportunities. You just don't realize that they're there. Unless you already have this thing that you knew you wanted, right? And if you remember you want, if you remember you want it, then when that's your preparation, when you meet the opportunity, you'll be able to take it. And let's combine that. So that's the real meaning of discipline, is remembering what it is you actually want. And then, so that's discipline. And so back again to priorities, get your priorities straight. So what does that mean? A priority is just whatever you do first. So if you do something unimportant first, then that thing is your priority. Let's say brushing your teeth is important to you and surfing the internet is not important to you. If you surf the internet before you brush your teeth, then surfing the internet is your priority. You see? You've made it your priority by doing it first. And then maybe you get sleepy and you fall asleep without brushing at night. So that's an example, right? Again, the real meaning of discipline is remembering what you want, the real meaning of priority is just whatever you do first. And then the trick to getting your priorities straight, getting important results in your life that you care about, is to do the important thing first. So what does this mean for you in language? It means first thing in the morning before you do anything else is exposure to, let's say, if your adopted language, target language, L2, whatever you want to call it, your adopted language, let's say it's Japanese, that make sure you contact that first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And as soon as you open, as soon as you fire up your smartphone or open up your computer, so your OS for your smartphone, you'll want to set into your adopted language, right? Making it the first thing you do. First thing you do in the morning is that. Make sure the environment set up, it's the first thing you do if it's important to you. If it's important to you, do it first. First thing in the morning, and I doggy, last thing at night. Because obviously, like, immersion's an all-day thing. It's not a one-and-done thing. But doing it first, doing these important things first. If doing your SRS reps first before you check your email, right? I mean, the email's going to be, that's not running away. So stuff like that, right? That is what it's about. So getting your priorities straight just means, it doesn't mean, hey, you suck, I'm yelling at you, in an avuncular / paternal / maternal / what's the female version of avuncular? I'm not sure. Anyway, but, you know, school mommy tone. That's not what it means. It just means we're reclaiming its meaning. Is do things that are important to you first, and you know what those things are. And you'll find if you're ever having trouble getting stuff done, it's because you're not doing it first. It's simple as that. Now, this is similar to that object lesson about trying to fit. You got a bunch of pebbles and a bunch of big, like, rocks, and you need to fit them all into a jar. And if you've stuck in the pebbles first, you won't fit the jar. You won't be able to fit the rocks, the larger stones, the rocks. But if you put in the rocks first, then you can put a bunch of pebbles and sand around, fit them around that. Similarly, and so it's true of so-called priorities too. And it's not necessarily that. So the implication is, priorities take a long time. That's not actually necessarily true. Doing SRS reps does not take a long time. Brushing your teeth does not take a long time. You know what I mean? Starting your immersion environment, maintaining your immersion environment, making sure it's running. Again, I would argue it's very, very important, very valuable to maximize your exposure time to the language, meaning at night while sleeping as well. I think that's definitely a thing worth doing. The only valid reason I could see for not doing it is if you're one of those people who really can't sleep with stuff playing. But even then, I'd find if you can't sleep with something playing, then you're on the hook to, not only use a sleep timer, but also to use a wake timer. Make sure you wake up. It starts playing before you wake up. Your adopted language starts playing before you wake up. Now, to go back to what I was saying, there's that object lesson with the pebbles and the rocks in the jar, right? So the jar could be seen as representing time, but it doesn't actually. That's often how it's presented, but that's not the only thing it is, and it's not the most important thing it represents. It actually represents energy. It takes energy to do things, especially new things or important things. Often take energy to do. And not necessarily time. It doesn't take much time to do SRS reps, but it takes concentrated mental energy. It doesn't take time to start your immersion environment playing and to keep it playing, to maintain, you know, your exposure to the adopted language. But again, it doesn't take time, but it does take some energy. Like, you need to make sure it's playing, make sure you got a playlist working, make sure the volume is working, make sure your wireless headphones are charged, make sure your speaker's working, you know, getting everything right. It takes energy. It takes energy, it takes focus. And so you only have so much of that. You've got more time than you've got energy. Everyone's got time, but, you know, no one can be awake 24 hours a day. So that's, you know, if you're wanting to be healthy, you know, at least 8 hours. And, you know, it's going to vary. Some people are fine on 6 hours. Some people need 10 hours. Maybe some need 12. It's a lot, but, you know, you can raise people in power, strength. Like, I guess I want to say strength and power are different in sports science, apparently. But I want to say, like, anyway, people in bodybuilders and sprinters both could benefit by sleeping a lot, actually. So, like, 10 hours a day is really good for them. I mean, 12 is on the high end, but, you know, maybe some people need 12. Maybe I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you know, cats are out here playing with 18. So, anyway, the point being, but no matter who you are, you have more time than you have energy. Everyone needs sleep, everyone needs breaks. Everyone needs to do grooming, just basic body maintenance, bathing, you know, shaving, and even more shaving for women who aren't hippies. So, I love it. Anyway, but yeah, so you have more time than you have energy. So it's really your energy you're managing. What I mean is when you're getting your priorities straight, which we actually mean doing important things first. It's not about not doing unimportant things, it's about not doing them first, right? Doing important things first. When you're getting your priorities straight, what you're doing is you're using your peak energy to, you know, do something that requires that peak energy to do. I mean, it doesn't take much energy to just surf the internet, to just surf YouTube. It doesn't take, which is fine. It's good to do in your adopted language, especially, but, you know, even if, whatever, anyway, but it doesn't take much energy to do. Whereas it does take energy to do these other things. It does take energy to make sure things are working. It does take energy to do SRS reps. It takes energy. And some time, but more energy than time, really. And so, I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. Getting your priorities straight, doing what's most important to you first, it will enable you, is a way of enabling you to really manage your energy. It looks like time management. It's really energy management, is the idea, basically. And it's a way of getting you to direct your energy into the places that are most useful / valuable to you. That's what that's about. So the real meaning of get your priorities straight is do important things first. Do high energy, things that require high energy when you have the high energy. You're doing the opposite. It would be like trying to drive long distance with an empty gas tank, right? You don't want to do that. You want, when your gas tank's full, that's when you do the big driving, right? It's when you go on. It's when you go far. When, you know, someone flying a drone, let's say, if they want to go far, they need to do it on a full battery, not on an empty battery. Trying to not do things like go far, right? And same thing with a human being. Like, you, human beings often, even in the movie The Matrix, when Neo is working really hard, we're like, he's like a machine. And so the implication is machines can work tirelessly, and human beings need rest. Not entirely true. Machines need rest too. Machines need rest and maintenance as well. So we are a lot like machines, or machines are a lot more like us than we give them credit for. So yeah, I mean, we often, you know, kind of colloquially or metaphorically refer to it as recharging. But I feel it's almost literally like recharging, right? You use the battery, then you charge it. So on a full charge, you want to do things that require, you know, lots of power. From the body and mind, the old CPU, you know, electrochemical, kind of organic CPU, so the meat-based CPU, you want to do things that require lots of, and the body as well, of course, and if you need to do things that require energy, which often it seems these important things do, then you want to do them on a full charge, and that's what getting your priorities straight actually means. It means choosing what to do first, making sure that thing you do first is an important thing. Sorry, my voice has gotten really low, but, you know, that's a thing I do. Okay, anyway, so thank you so much for listening. And Hey, maybe you'll be if this is a video version of this, maybe we'll thank you for watching. But right now, this is the audio part. So it's like, thank you for listening right now. You know, things be like that. Things be cray. Okay, thanks a lot, though. Take care. Bye for now.